Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about Joseph Jaffe being back on the show. Joe is the president and, as he says, the chief interrupter of Crayon, which is a consulting company that helps folks just like you and me do their put their best foot forward in the marketplace with regard to where people are going, not with regard to where they've been, but where they're going. And boy, howdy, are they going? And as I've said many times before, you know what we're talking about here on this show is not the 20th century stuff. We're long gone from that. We're not even talking about the first decade of the 21st century. We're talking about stuff that's the second decade, 21st century stuff. And Joe's the author of Flip the Funnel, and he's our good friend Joe Jaffe. Welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be here.
Isn't it, Joe? It's great to have you back. You know, what do you think about my constant insistence that we differentiate between the second decade of the 21st century from the last decade?
I mean, I love you, you know that I always, it's almost like I complete your sentences, Jim, and vice versa. I mean, you know, the thing is that here we are and we're having this conversation between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and as mm-hmm. I was joking earlier to you, Twitter Tuesday, and I guess American Express, they started Small Business Saturday.
Right.
And the thing is that, you know, discounts and coupons and, you know, buy two, get one free, to me that's the price of entry these days. There's nothing innovative or creative or differentiating about being able to say, guess what, a lot of people buy based on price. But how can you create a smarter shopping experience? How can you create an experience as well? And we have all these tools now, to your point, that actually do differentiate between centuries, that actually say, well, we used to buy in a very analog way through classifieds and coupons and getting something in the mail with all special deals. And now, I mean, Amazon just launched this weekend a comparison tool, mm-hmm. you know, that's allowing you to compare with the bricks and mortar alternatives. So we can be smarter shoppers. We can even have fun doing it and make better informed decisions. And why wouldn't we?
Well, and you know, Joe, I said this in the previous half hour. I said, hey, guys, think about what you're doing online right now. Think about what you like to do. Think about how you like to be able to sit in the privacy of your own home with your laptop and your recliner with you or whatever you do, your iPad or whatever you're doing, Think about how you like all that and how cool it is, and then ask yourself, wait a minute, am I affording my own customers and my own prospects this capability? And it's no longer cost prohibitive, is it?
It isn't, and you know that just comes back to Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, walking a mile in your customers, in this case, moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is that we get sometimes a little bit distracted by thinking about digital replacing our bricks and mortar environments, or where social fits in, or where mobile fits in. And instead of looking at them as ors, we should be looking at them as ands.
Right.
And I mean, the classic example, even though Circuit City is defunct, they pioneered a very interesting approach where you could actually buy online, but then pick it up in the store. So if you really wanted it same day on your way home from work, you could already indicate that, or you could already see that there was inventory in that store.
Yep.
You could actually pick it up. So why
Lowe's is doing that right now.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you kind of join forces in a sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so from a customer service standpoint, you know, people are doing their research online, but coming into your store afterwards, They're informed. They're engaged. You already have a rapport with them. They've asked all their questions. It just makes for a much more pleasant and shorter shopping experience.
Well, you know, Joe, the railroad industry almost lost their business 100 years ago because they thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business until they finally figured it out. The oil companies are realizing that they're not just in the oil business, they're in the energy business. They've been doing that for a while now. And so these are some things, folks. You're not in the retail business anymore. You're not in the traditional Main Street retail business. You're in the business of selling products to customers and making money. So you got to get over how you do that. And Joe Jaffe is going to help us with this after these messages. We're going to come back in a few minutes and get him to help us with more. His book is called Flip the Funnel, Joseph Jaffe, J-A-F-F-E. If you're Googling him, he's world-renowned for what he's telling us about right now. And you and I are getting it just by listening. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.